Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, e-commerce in South Africa is seeing tremendous growth, but many companies are also having to find innovative or new ways to balance the convenience of online shopping, and we all know how convenient it is, with the need for physical touch points. Tactility is important. Now, you'll know the brand Home Choice. It's a household name in retail, and it's got interesting plans to expand its physical store footprint to complement its e-commerce platform. And I want to talk now to Chris de Wit, who's Chief Executive Officer of Home Choice, to discuss this retail hybrid strategy. Chris, a very warm welcome to you. Conventional wisdom would suggest the other way, that the future is fully online, yet you have a different view. What's driving that thinking?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks for the time. You know, I think what we've seen is that our customers still have a need to interact with our brand and interact with our product. And our product is quite an emotive product. We do textiles and bedding. And what we've seen is that our customers would like to touch the product, feel the product, and engage with it. And then sometimes they make the decision to buy in the store or to go buy online or even maybe, you know, through a catalog. So it's really looking at the customer needs and kind of filling that. And also what we've seen post-COVID is customers returning back to that mall kind of experience. You know, they go out for an outing, they go out and have something to eat. It's quite aspirational in some areas. So, you know, that's the kind of approach.
Chris, I do understand the tactility, and particularly when it comes to an item like you're selling bedding. Do you think that model is starting to apply to lots of other sectors within the retail trade, people hankering after that return to what they are familiar with?
Yeah, I think certainly, you know, there's a need, I think, from customers to engage with another person on the other side and also maybe to experiment with things. So, you know, what we've seen is, I'm going to use an example like mobile phones. Even in that, you know, customers like to speak about the different specs, and then maybe you browse with them, you know, on the tablet in the store, and they still got that need. And definitely, it's also still seen as an aspirational thing. You know, our customer base is mass middle market. It's an urban black woman. And they definitely still want that engagement with the brand and us.
Chris, having said that, though, it's important that the way in which stores are constructed these days are very different to perhaps 5-10 years ago. Critical to complement your digital offering with the physical stores. How do you set about that? Is there a redesign component? Is there a new way of layout? What's the strategic thinking there?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we've definitely done is we've made our showrooms much smaller. You know, so our ideal now is 250 square meters. It's not as big as it was in the past, and it's combining the digital experience with the physical experience. So, you know, they can browse online. There's opportunity for them to go onto WhatsApp. So definitely it is smaller, and you don't carry as much stock, which also helps on working capital.
What's happened to the old-fashioned salesperson in all of this? Do they still have a role?
Yes, you know, I think they've become more like, you know, we call them concierge or our interior decorators for our customers. So, you know, they don't only play one role, they play more than one role. And also, they are there to service the customer, to play a customer experience, and also to convey the brand. And at Home Choice, you know, we want to convey a very certain brand. There's a certain feel in the showroom. Some of our customers, when they come back, they ask for the specific sales associate on their name. So it's creating that closer kind of connection with the customer. And that's been our kind of approach with these new smaller showrooms.
I understand that, and I absolutely acknowledge the interface between the physicality and the online. But a lot of people that you might be dealing with would still be intimidated by the digital component. How do you enable people to overcome that fear, or is it simply up to them? If they've just got to, get over it themselves.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you an example. You know, we did a trip end of last year up into Soweto, and we've got quite a few showrooms up there. And some of the I'll call it the older customers, you've got to educate them. So if you've got to sit there, You've got to help them with their phone and WhatsApp and say, you can now ask for a balance. You can browse a product. You can see your specials. And when they kind of overcome that, they are comfortable to use that. But for them just doing it out of their own, we've definitely seen a barrier. So there's, from our side, it's partnering with the customers and making them comfortable, you know, to make that transition.
I don't need to tell you, Chris, that the retail market in South Africa is very competitive, and I'm going to get a view from you in just a moment on how you see 2025 playing out. But the hybrid strategy that you're referring to now, that you're implementing, how does this differ a brand like Home Choice differently from its competitors? Because I'm going to assume that you're not the only organization that is embarking on this duality.
Yeah, I think for us, it's, you know, one of the things that we had to do is go back and focus on our heritage product. So I think about 2-3 years ago, we probably widened it too much. And for us, it's really focusing on the quality of our bedding and making sure the customer understands that and creating, I would say, more superior and closer a relationship with the customer. Yes, you know, things are competitive and things are challenging out there, but it's kind of sticking to our knitting. And this is one of the strategies where we are taking the brand and the product to the customer and getting it out there. You know, we have ambitions to go to about 60 in the next 12 to 18 months, and then we want to be at 100, you know, by the end of 2026 into 2027. So we want to be there where our customer is.
Chris, what's the secret in choosing a new duvet or a new set of sheets? How does one go about doing it?
Well, you know, for us, you know, I'm a bit biased because we do have the best blankets.
Well, of course you are, but there's what's the general approach?
Yeah, but you know, the big thing, I'm going to use a blanket as an example. It's the thread count and the feeling, and you know, we go up to 3-ply. It is a it's a luxurious sulky feel, and maybe I can send you one and you can touch and feel it, but it's about the thread count and the quality, and that's really what sets us apart from our customers. We have the best blankets in South Africa.
Well, there you got the plug in, Chris. Final question for you. The retail sector generally in South Africa in 2025, it faced a tough year last year. Are you more optimistic about the next 12 months?
Yeah, I think we're definitely feeling more optimistic. You know, our customers, they don't necessarily feel the interest rate reductions, which maybe the bigger mortgages or vehicle finance field, but certainly they are sensitive to inflation. And there, you know, we are expecting some good things for this year, and we are expecting some relief. And we can already see a little bit more positive sentiment out there. It remains tough. You know, we need job creation in South Africa. We need the economy to get kickstart. But definitely we can feel that there's a bit of a more positive sentiment out there. And we're excited and we are bullish, you know, about our future.
All right. Well, keeping South Africa warm at night, Chris de Wit, Chief Executive Officer, Home Choice. Thank you very much for talking to me today.
Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.